from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The World Anti-Doping Agency says Russia cheated. The WADA has recommended that track and field's governing bodies suspend Russia from competition following findings by the agency of a cover-up by Russia of positive blood doping tests. In a report released Monday, the agency said top Russian athletes, including track and field Olympians and winners of other prestigious events, have long participated in a systematic doping program that involves some of Russia's sports officials. The report implicated athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, and various Russian institutions, including the country's anti-doping agency and an accredited lab in Moscow that handled testing for the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. The report was issued following a 10-month investigation. A Jordanian police officer gunned down two Americans and a South African national before being killed by local forces at a police training center near Amman on Monday. Security sources say the assailant also wounded two American trainers and four Jordanians at the Jordan International Police Training Center. A senior U.S. official confirms the Americans killed were part of State Department police training program. A Jordanian government spokesman says an investigation is underway to determine the motives behind the crime. Thousands of Russian tourists headed home from Egypt on Monday aboard special planes sent by Russia, which has suspended all commercial flights to Egypt amid security concerns following the October 31st air disaster that killed 224 people. Other airliners from Britain and Western Europe are arriving to bring their nationals home after several countries and airlines suspended new flights to Egypt. At least a dozen flights were scheduled to depart Monday afternoon from the Sharm el-Sheikh International Airport to